Good morning, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving Sunday. So let us open the Bible, the Word of God, the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 15 through 16. Let us read together. Are you ready? Yeah, one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. God is good. Yeah, if I say God is good, you should respond all the time, right? So if I say all the time, you should respond, God is good. Are you ready? Okay. God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Yes, God is good. So Thanksgiving Sunday is coming up. So as we all know, when you think of Thanksgiving, what do you think of? Well, mashed potato, cranberry sauce, homemade roll, pumpkin pie, and of course, turkey, right? That's what the most people thinking of. But however, true Thanksgiving is not just a day for food, football, and family. It's not just a holiday every fourth Thursday in November. For God's people, every day ought to be Thanksgiving, right? Thanksgiving Day. The today passage, the book of Luke, records that an experience that happened to Jesus. In our gospel for today, we hear about 10 leprous men who were miraculously healed. But only one returned to give Jesus thanks and praise. Jesus asked him, "Where are the 9? How often are we like the other 9, forgetting to say thankful for the wonderful gift we have received from God, right? Today is only fitting to remember we give thanks and praise to God for his wonderful gifts. The 9 who did not return to thank Jesus did have faith in him. They all cried out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." This is a prayer for salvation. It's a cry that encompassed all their needs, but just release from leprosy, but release from uncleanness and an end to separation from their families and friends. All 10 lepers knew what they needed. They also saw Jesus as their only hope. Jesus responded to their cry. He told them, "Go and show yourselves to your priest." Jesus sent them to the place where they would be declined clean, released, and returned home in every sense. So there is no doubt that all 10 men believed in Jesus Christ. With the evidence of disease still visible, they went to show themselves to the priest. On the way, all 10 of them were healed of their leprosy. There is no doubt that all of them rejoiced, they were happy about what happened to them. But only one of them remembered who it was that had healed him. One of them, an outsider of the Jewish people, a Samaritan, saw the gospel of creation and work in his own life. This one leper saw God in this man, Jesus of Nazareth, and returned to give thanks and praise to that God. He rejoiced, not only in the healing of his sin, but also in the healing of that make his part of community again. He was not he was reconciled to God, forgiven of his sin, and given new life. This Samaritan lepers pray for salvation. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us, fully answered, right? Jesus tells the man to leave this worship and continue in the journey of faith. He tells him, raise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. The salvation he prayed for now his. Today, many people give thanks for material blessing, right? Financial blessings. Even people who normally have little or nothing to with God will invoke his name and say thank you. But once this National Day of Thanksgiving is over, will they continue thanking God? Maybe they will remember God in some times of personal, family, and the national crisis, but then again, maybe not at all. Even you and I sometimes find ourselves weak, right? When it comes to thanking and praising God, we tend to be better askers than thankers. 감사하는 사람. God plays purpose for us, feed us, smooth things out, defends us against our enemies, make us happy. Too often we presume God's promise to feed us. We ask for our daily bread, but often forget to thank you, God, when we get it day in and day out. And we do have many reasons to give thankful, right? Consider again the 10 lepers from Gospel. Jesus healed all 10 of them of incurable disease, but only the Samaritan recognized the healer behind the healing. Only one of the 10 recognized the giver behind the gift. He believed not only that God had healed him, but also that this God was Jesus of Nazareth. The foreigner believed and returned thank you and praise. Thanksgiving flowed into worship. Jesus may not have healed us from leprosy because we are healthy, right? But he has healed us from sometimes greater. Jesus Christ died for us on the cross to deliver us from the disease of sin, of death, and of demons. You and I, who suffer from the moral disease of sin, have been healed. Amen? In the waters of baptism, the forgiveness won by Christ on his cross was applied of each of us. God called us by name, set us on the journey of faith, and healed us. There is more than enough reason to thank you and praise God. The thanks and praise flows out in worship. Today we gather together in worship around God's word, right? So what? So for what are we thankful? There is almost too much to count in the world, all about material, financial blessings, the privilege of having been made children of God, and the heirs of heaven, living in a nation with freedoms, rule of law, and the freedom to worship the one true God. These are all gifts we have received and continue to enjoy. Thanks and praise to God in Jesus Christ. As God healed the 10 lepers today, so does he give good gifts to the thankful and unthankful alike. As the thankful who do return to offer thanks and praise, we praise God for the faith and enables us to thank Him for all His blessing. Psalm 118. Go give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Amen. We have to give thanks not only today, but every day. As we journey through this life on the road of thanksgiving as God's sons and daughters, let us pray together. Dear God, in the season of thanksgiving, we want to focus on You. We want to focus on Your power. Without You, we are nothing at all, nothing at all. Thank You so much You give us Your precious Son on the cross to deliver us, and You show us Your salvation on the cross. Thank You, Jesus. You provide all things for us. In this time, we thank You, and praise You. In Jesus' name, amen.